Now to that call by the Salvation Army for a crackdown on professional beggars. A study by the charity is critical of what it calls professional begging, where people who are often not homeless work in groups to target women and tourists. The Salvation Army warns that these people erode goodwill towards those genuinely in need. Tom Nightingale reports.
Among the hundreds of beggars on the streets of Melbourne's CBD, a handful stand out. They meet and organise where they'll go in the morning and then aggressively beg for money. That's according to a new report from a Salvation Army support service, which says the organisational tactic is paying off. Major Brendan Nottle is with the Salvation Army.
We had one person indicate to us that he was raising in the vicinity of $300 to $400 a day or an evening, and he was doing that on a regular basis. So that was about 6 days a week. And so he saw that as a very profitable way of earning income. He actually said to us that he had permanent accommodation. He had other forms of income as well.
Do you know where the money was going?
In that particular case, he said to the worker that was working with him that it was involved in drugs. So the money was going towards supporting his habit.
Earlier this year, 135 beggars in the CBD area were interviewed for the study. A handful were seen hurting people who wouldn't give them money.
We saw one person spat upon. We saw another person pulled to the ground when they refused to give money to the beggar.
The report was done for the City of Melbourne. The Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, is backing the Salvation Army's call for police to step in.
In the past, they've run a series of operations. There was an operation run last year called Operation Minter, and they targeted this particular group. In that operation, they actually connected with some of those people that we've referred to as professional beggars, and they were charged. But they're a group that are involved in a fairly lucrative industry. That's the reality. And I think what they've done, what the police will continue to do is target that group.
That sentiment is worrying to Emma King from the Victorian Council of Social Services.
I think, from VCOS's perspective, we want to be very careful about a very cautionary note here about not demonising what are our most vulnerable people. We know that the vast majority of people who are begging in our CBD are there because they've actually got nowhere else to go.
Do you accept that there are some, what's termed professional beggars, though?
You know, at the end of the day, we know that we're seeing a visible increase in the number of people who are out begging on our streets, and it does highlight the fact that actually we've got, you know, we've got a significant issue when it comes to affordable housing for people having somewhere safe to go.
The Salvation Army says the report shows almost everyone who begs isn't using the money for illicit drugs. Instead, they want the cash for things like tobacco and public transport. The study was part of a program to get more information about the city's beggars. It meant the Salvation Army could help place 15 people in permanent housing and 26 others in emergency accommodation. Victoria Police says officers have noticed an increase in homeless people and beggars in the CBD. A police spokeswoman says officers are working through the issues, with the priority being on linking people to support services.
Tom Nightingale in Melbourne.